This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America, and a special shout-out to Megatalk Radio, KITZ 920 and 1400 in Seattle, Bremerton, and Tacoma, Washington. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And don't forget all the people out there working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers sorting the mail for delivery today, and all those Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers out there keeping America and the people rolling along. We appreciate what you do to keep America moving. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values, and we certainly won't let you forget that one. Well, Kyle, we got all this nonsense going on right now about what the president said, and is it an impeachable offense, and people are saying, yes, it is, and other people are saying, no, it isn't. But yesterday on the television show, The Five, Juan Williams got into it, made a comment, and listen to this right here.
Well, yeah, accidentally, they didn't intend it, so I guess it was leaked. But I think, you know, just listening here, I think, boy, those talking points, they've made the rounds, because the reality is...
Wait, what does that mean? Whoa.
No.
What does that mean? Are you saying that I got talking points, Juan? No, you got to answer. You got to answer to the accusation.
Are you telling me I was told what to say?
No, I'm saying they're all around. But
you had a whole day to talk. You didn't have anyone else. Let's get Katie in. At least she has something to say that's original.
Here we go. Asking a foreign government to investigate a political rival is illegal.
Oh.
It's illegal. Okay. It's a violation of the Constitution.
Did you get that from Media Matters, Juan?
And the constitutional the president...
Okay, well, first of all, it's not illegal. You do know that, right?
Well, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. A president under Article 2 can ask a government and have a conversation about whatever he wants to talk about. Now, did he coerce the government by saying that he was going to hold back money like we've been hearing and all that stuff to the Ukraine? No.
No, he did not. And in fact, Captain, that word coerced, I'm so glad that you mentioned it.
Oh, yeah.
That's exactly what Joe Biden was doing to the government in Ukraine regarding
Correct.
His son.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely, positively correct. And you had a theory on the telephone calling situation there. What was your guess?
Well, you know, You know, you heard in that sound clip the idea of talking points. Well, one of the talking points that we keep hearing, of course, is that, you know, the president, you know, or that foreign leaders will not want to talk freely to the president, which I do agree. I think that's probably true. It puts them in a very bad position. But here's the thing. The reverse of that, Captain, is that I think that for the first time in many years throughout the Obama administration, foreign leaders can actually talk freely to the President of the United States. It's an entirely different tone from what we understand, what went on with Ukraine with the Obama administration versus what we now know was said on the call with President Trump. He wasn't doing the kind of thing that Joe Biden was doing, evidently, to the Ukraine. And so I think the foreign leaders actually found perhaps a breath of fresh air, somebody they can talk to and get business done with.
Well, here's what I want from Joe Biden. I want the transcripts of his call to the Ukraine.
Well, sure. I think that, you know, this opens up a can of worms, perhaps a Pandora's box for the Democrats, because and what you're saying, Captain, is absolutely on point, because what we're hearing from poor Adam Schiff and others are things like, well, this call should lead to other calls, and we got to get transcripts of other calls now, and all this kind of thing, because they just want to go on a fishing expedition. But what you're saying is totally on point, because we should know exactly what was going on prior to the election in 2016 regarding Ukraine.
Well, I believe Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and Nancy Pelosi are mentally unbalanced, and all of them need to be checked by a psychiatrist or psychologist, because what they're doing is absolutely nuts.
It is very questionable, and it is worrisome. And you listen to Adam Schiff, for example, and I don't know whether to feel sorry for him or what, only because the way that he can't let go, and that's an obsession. And also, by the way, Captain, almost 20 years ago, Nancy Pelosi stood in the floor of the House, saying that the Republicans were trying to impeach Bill Clinton because of hatred.
Yeah.
Well, here we go again. I mean, if she believed that then, why wouldn't she see that now? Unless they're just blinded, literally, by their own hatred. And even Jerry Nadler, back in 1998, saying, you know, hey, they're trying to get rid of what we voted for and all this kind of stuff. Well, how times have changed.
Yep. Okay, here comes the music. Hold that thought. And folks, will be coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Thursday morning. Boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. This impeachment stuff, we're just getting cranked up on it. And I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor. Now, I talked to Pete Talbot again today. He's the owner, along with his son Seth, at Kirkland, Washington, at the world headquarters of Relief Factor. And he got some more really good comments sent in from you, the listeners, about the product and my endorsement of it and why they bought it and all that stuff. And I want to thank you very much because he thanked me and now I'm going to thank you. He had a half dozen comments that came in from people that said, hey, we've taken the Relief Factor, it's working for us, and our pain is gone. Well, again, I can't emphasize enough, folks, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, and you've tried everything you can and nothing's working, get off the narcotics and all that stuff and try an all-natural formula, Relief Factor. It's four capsules in a little bag that you take three times a day to start with, breakfast, lunch, and supper, and then you take it twice a day, breakfast and supper, and see how that works out for you. But if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or just plain old muscle aches from workouts that just tire you right out, let me suggest you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start, because you take it for 3 weeks, and you'll know at the end of the 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work. Now, it's $19.95. Plus shipping and handling, runs about $26, $27, somewhere in that range, I've been told. And you can have it within 3 to 5 days from the time you order it. So here's where you go to order it and find out more information. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website. ReliefFactor.com/captain. You go to that website, click on it, you'll see everything you need to know, order the product, give the 3-week quick start a chance, and you'll know at the end of 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, continuing the discussion about the impeachment stuff, this was Fox and Friends yesterday, and Congressman Doug Collins from Texas was on, and they were asking him some questions, and this gets very interesting. Here we go.
Okay, fine. You want to see it? We'll do that. This is what makes me, and I think the American people so frustrated, that instead of governing, instead of asking and doing proper oversight, they're abusing the rules of the House, they're abusing the processes of the House to make a political statement. The House of Representatives, I need to tell the Speaker of the House, the House of Representatives is not an arm of the DCCC campaign committee. They need to get to governing instead of attacking this president.
Congressman, according to Fox News, there are, in the transcript that we're going to see later today, there are a few words in the transcript that will raise eyebrows, but it's not nearly as bad as the Democrats say. What do you think that means?
I'm not sure. We'll have to see, but I know for the Democrats, if it has the, an, or a pronoun, they're going to say it raises eyebrows, because all they've wanted to actually do is impeach this president. This is not new. The American people are seeing through this. The polls are showing the American people seeing through this. You know, I don't give advice to my political counterparts, but it seems like they would actually understand that passing legislation, doing business for the American people, is far more productive than attacking a very successful president. They don't like him. Everybody knows that. But quit making up stuff to deceive the American people of what you're doing.
Bingo.
Well, sure. Exactly. I mean, they're literally just sort of making this up as they go. And, you know, one consolations in all this, Captain, I think, is that, you know, just like the Russia hoax and all that, we're still sort of dealing with the gang that couldn't shoot straight kind of thing. I mean, they just, honestly, can you imagine that you're going to start or at least announce an impeachment inquiry, which I think they really need to take a vote on, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But Nancy Pelosi could have held off for another half a day, maybe, to see what was in the transcripts, so that at the very least she could have driven some of that with facts, and maybe it would have died down a little bit. But instead, I think she gave in to the pressures coming from the far left, these Democrat socialists, the Squad, and so forth, and she went ahead and did this, and now she's committed them to a course which is only going to end in their total, they're just being made fools of. All of them.
Well, you're right about the lies, because that's all they seem to be able to do, and they keep getting caught in lies, and all they do is lie some more and get in a little bit deeper. You find out about that, they're still lying, and they just lie again. That's all they know how to do, because they're trying to further their agenda by whatever means that they can. And once the people understand what it is that they're doing, using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, then you have to understand what we need to do back to them, which is give it right back to them in the same way they gave it to us, only make it worse. Now, yesterday, Joseph McGuire, who is the acting director of National Intelligence, the top U.S. spy, who was reported to have threatened to resign over concerns the White House might press him to withhold information from Congress in his scheduled testimony, said it never happened.
That's exactly right. In fact, he said, at no time have I considered resigning my position since assuming the role on August 16th, 2019. He went on to say, Captain, I've never quit anything in my life. I'm not going to start now, he said. But this is interesting, too, because this came out, I think, in a Washington Post article, and then White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham basically said, hey, they literally gave us 6 minutes to respond to this thing. Otherwise, they would have been able to get their side of the story out that this was not true. And again, it's the, you know, people in the media evidently trying to make some critical mass before anybody can know what happened.
All right. Well, we've got a caller in the line here. I think I know who it is, so let's find out what's going on. Good morning. Is this Ian?
Yeah, I got a comment I want to throw out, and then I want to hang up and listen. We knew this was going to happen. We know the Democrats, the enemy out in the open. I'll just put it in those terms. But here's what I'm worried about. They need 67 senators to get it in the Senate, right?
That's to get impeached.
We got people like, well, here's what's going to happen, I think. We got country clubbers and rhino Republicans like Romney, Toomey, Tom Tillis, the Collins from Maine, Ben Sasse. How do we know the Democrats right now aren't making deals or promises of rewards in the future to collaborationists within the Republican Senate to try to get to those that number, the magic number, 67. It's my contention we have to look within the Republican Party, because we are going to have traitors that are going to try to sell out for whatever reasons. So I don't think this is over. We're in a dangerous period, and it's going to go on to the election.
Okay, I'd be happy to answer that. First of all, who has to approve the vote in the Senate, Kyle?
Well, they have to have a two-thirds majority.
No, who has to give the okay to put the bill that comes over?
The majority leader. Yeah.
And that would be?
Mitch McConnell.
And he can kibosh it right on the spot, can he?
Well, certainly, yeah.
Okay. And he can also put it to his committee, his legislative committee, and have them review it. What's the advantage in the legislative committee, Republicans over Democrats?
I don't know the exact number.
Four more than the Democrats.
Interesting, yeah.
So, I don't think that anybody in their right mind, regardless of, and I get where Ian is going, I don't think anybody in their right mind, and the people, the American people that are out there with the calls that are currently being made to Congress. I got a call yesterday, as you know, from the White House,
right,
inviting me to come up there, which I am going to do. But I also got a call from a congressman's office, and they wanted me to know, to thank everybody for all the calls they were getting, because they are passing everything along to their Democratic colleagues. The calls are coming in, and they're coming in about 3-1 against the impeachment process. Now, the same thing is happening in the Senate, so I've been told, but I haven't been told directly by anybody in the Senate office. I've been told that by people that know people that work for this, our two senators here in Florida. So that being said, the people are responding. This is what you have to do. You have to call your congressman. You have to call your senator and say, okay, you vote for this, we vote you out.
Well, exactly right, and you've hit it right on the head, Captain, and that is that once, and I think Ian is correct in that you could have some Republican senators who maybe think this is their time to get revenge on Trump or get back at Trump or whatever it might be, but the idea is that you have to have that groundswell of real people calling their senators and their congressional representatives and telling them what they really think. That may be one of the only ways to try to stop something like that if it gets that far.
And then, of course, we've had the comments from the people that say, well, you know, we got to worry about the voter fraud because we might have the votes and it might be a landslide, but the voter fraud's going to do this, this, and this. Well, I'll tell you what, folks, give you a little secret. They are already on top of the voter fraud across the country, including California, where they're being watched like a hawk by the feds, including places like Arizona and Illinois and other places where they've had problems before. And they are taking dead people off the rolls that were voting in droves. And with that, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Told you it was going to get interesting. I'll be right back. Kathy, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump again denies pressuring the president of Ukraine to dig up political dirt against Joe Biden. He says a transcript released of his July call doesn't reveal any pressure. He was asked why his attorney, Rudy Giuliani's name, came up in conversation about Joe Biden.
He wants to find out, where did this Russian witch hunt that you people really helped perpetrate, where did it start? How come it started? It was all nonsense. It was a hoax.
The president of Ukraine also says he wasn't pressured.
That nobody pushed me.
But after reading the transcript of the call, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump acted improperly.
Today's release of the notes of the call by the White House confirms this behavior, which undermines the integrity of our election, the dignity of any presidency, and our national security.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Allyn Root. And this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, GEICO Insurance. GEICO spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. They insure over 21 million drivers, including me. And you can go to GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com to find out more about them and to find out where your local agent is located and how to get a hold of them. Now, they offer coverage for just about everything you own. They'll cover your car. They'll cover your truck. They'll cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your wave runner, your ski-doo, sea-doo, whatever it is you're riding around on. And they can even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local GEICO insurance agency. So, check them out online, GEICO, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. And back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Adam Schiff, Shifty Schiff, had a press conference yesterday. And I'm going to give you about a minute of what he had to say, because when we get done listening to him, then I'm going to tell you what I think, and then you can tell me what you think. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
It is shocking at another level that the White House would release these notes and felt that somehow this would help the president's case or cause. Because what those notes reflect is a classic mafia-like shakedown of a foreign leader. They reflect a Ukrainian president who was desperate for U.S. support for military support to help that country in a hot war with Putin's Russia, a country that is still occupied by irregular Russian forces, and in which people face a very dangerous and continuing and destabilizing action by their aggressive neighbor. And at the same time, a president of the United States who immediately after the Ukraine president expresses the need for further weapons tells the Ukraine president that he has a favor to ask. The president communicates to his Ukrainian counterpart that the United States has done a lot for Ukraine. We've done an awful lot for Ukraine, more than the Europeans or anyone else has done for Ukraine. But there's not much reciprocity here. This is how a mafia boss talks. What have you done for us? We've done so much for you, but there's not much reciprocity. I have a favor I want to ask you. What is that favor? Of course, the favor is to investigate his political rival, to investigate the Bidens.
Well, about half of what he said was an outright lie, number one. But then again, I think he knows a lot about the mafia, and I'm going to put it back on him that everything he's accused Trump of doing, he's done himself at one time or another.
Well, he's certainly using that terminology for shock value, that somehow, you know, the president is a mafioso or this.
Well, after all, he is the Hollywood congressman, right?
Well, I think
so. He would know how to act.
Well, but Adam Schiff, you know, it's so sad because after reading the transcript, for Adam Schiff to say what he's saying and to somehow make us believe that, you know, why would the White House even put this out there because it's so terrible and so forth. You know, Captain, I would perchance to think that if the angel Gabriel came down and spoke directly to Adam Schiff and said there's no there, he still wouldn't get it, you know.
Well, that's all possible. But here's the thing, okay? Even the Ukraine leader said, and we heard it, and we read it in the transcript, that President Trump did not push him to act on Biden. He did not do it.
Well, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting because Schiff points out the idea that that Trump says, do me a favor. But I don't know if Adam Schiff has ever talked with other people in the past, but people say things like this all the time. Hey, Adam, can you do me a favor? Can you pass the salt? That's how people talk. It doesn't mean I'm setting up a quid pro quo here.
Well, we had one Democrat, Senator Murphy, who came on and said, well, it's obvious the Ukraine leader was confused over his communication.
Well, of course, because they have to have it say whatever they want it to say. We have to read between the lines. We have to find something that esoterically exists in some weird way in this conversation. And it's terrible.
Now, you mentioned Tulsi Gabbard a while ago. Listen to this conversation she had on CNN.
So let's get straight to the news. So where we're hearing that Speaker Pelosi is announcing a formal impeachment hearing in the coming hours. We know Trump plans to release this full transcript. He says unredacted transcript with his call with the Ukrainian president.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on impeachment right this very moment?
My position remains the same. I think that impeachment would be terribly divisive for our already very divided country.
Even on an impeachment inquiry.
I think Congress needs to exercise oversight over the information that's been leaked. I think that it's important that this transcript is released to Congress so that Congress can do its job. But I think the question of impeachment really would further tear apart an already divided country. I think it's important that Donald Trump is defeated. I believe I can defeat him in 2020, but it's the voters who need to make that choice unequivocally.
How about that?
Well, she's not going to score any points with the Democrat Party.
No, because she's way out of it, and she's going to be out of it soon.
Well, of course, yeah. I don't know that she would be the nominee, obviously, but what she says has a lot of truth to it, and that is it will be terribly divisive, and it makes us wonder, Captain, why these Democrat elite are so willing to go scorched earth on everybody in the United States of America. It's unconscionable.
Now, did you see Tucker Carlson last night?
I did. I was able to see some of his programs.
Tucker Carlson took off without naming the afternoon host on Mr. Miami, I can't remember his name now, but the guy that the gay guy that they got in the afternoon that came out of Miami that's on there.
Shepard Smith.
There you go, Shepard Smith. And he was having a conversation with Judge Napolitano. Judge Napolitano was calling, you know, some things that the president had done illegal and he violated the law, this, that, and the other. And then Tucker had the attorney, Joe, what's his name?
DeGenoa.
Had him on, who he says, listen, I'm not a judge, but I've had over 20 years as a U.S. attorney. I've tried all kinds of cases, plus I've been an investigative attorney. I've done this, I've done that, all that sort of stuff. And what the president has done, number one, is not illegal. And he directly disputed Judge
Napolitano
and Shepard Smith and kind of politely said that they didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, he said... You know,
I liked that when I heard that.
Yeah, well, he was talking about Napolitano can have opinions. Everybody can have an opinion.
Sure.
And he can even have his own legal opinion based on his own experience. But what the general was saying, he says, well, he can think what he wants, but I'm right.
Yeah, but did you hear the one thing that he said that was damning about Judge Knapp?
What was that?
He said he has never tried a federal case and federal law.
That's right, exactly. And also there was a lot of dust kicked up because he had called him foolish for, you know, saying what he had said about, you know, and somehow it's as if Napolitano says it, then Trump did something illegal, and we don't know that. And it's interesting, too, Captain, we keep hearing the term, is this an impeachable offense? Well, I wonder, is it even an offense?
Yeah.
The guy's talking to the other president about corruption.
So you've got Shepard Smith politely going back and forth with Tucker Carlson with a little tay-to-tay, and you got Judge Napolitano going back and forth with Attorney Joe, respectfully back and forth. I wonder who's going to win that one. I'll bet it's not Shepard Smith, and I'll bet it's not Judge Napolitano, based on what's happened before.
Yeah, it's interesting that even the divide that we're even seeing among, you know, some of these different Fox people, but the general did point out, Captain, that he's not a paid contributor to Fox. He says, I'm a guest on the program.
That's right.
And so he says, I'm asked to say what I really think. So he doesn't have some axe to grind or any of these kinds of things that he can have to say his opinions. But what we do in the marketplace of ideas is Napolitano needs to back up what he says, and DeGenoa has to back up what he says, and people can make their own decisions based on what they're telling, and, you know, we'll see where the chips fall on that. Absolutely.
Right. Now, finally, Japan and the United States have agreed on the first stage of a new trade agreement, which is going to result in helping the American farmers with a large portion of some of the meat and whatnot that's going to be bought by the Japanese from us, and that's all good news.
That is good news. I think they've still got some things to work out about automobiles and so forth.
Yeah.
But yes, off to a good start, and this is how we do it. This is how we get from point A to point B through these kinds of negotiations.
All right. Well, we'll let you go. Tell us how you can we can hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him being on the program very much. And when I come back, I'm going to take a look at the highways and byways. And good morning, Catwoman and Road Dog. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Oh yeah, there they go. Old Fred in the front seat. Snowman driving a big old rig. The bandit. frog up front being chased by the sheriff, otherwise known as Smokey. And, by the way, I keep telling you, I've heard that they're going to bring that back. Don't know who's going to be starring in it, but it ought to be interesting when they do that. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you tonight, as it always is, by your favorite Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop, because they're all one of the same right now. Now, we've got a flash flood and fire wet threat, a fire weather threat out west, and it's getting cold up in the north. You might want to take a jacket if you're going north. I know George went to Colorado, and he's probably glad he's got his coat with him today. And I know some other people that are going north, and they took their coats with them, but we'll get into that in a minute. But thunderstorms may continue to produce heavy rainfall and localized flash flooding across portions of the desert southwest. Now, we're talking about the eastern part of California. We're talking about Nevada around Las Vegas. We're talking about Arizona from the Utah line, I-15, on down to Kingman, all the way down to Gila Bend and over towards Phoenix. Tonight it's not going as far as Tucson, but the rain that's in there could definitely create some localized flooding, flash flooding in those areas, because it's happened before this week and could happen again. Now, to the north, dry and windy conditions will lead to critical fire weather conditions, mainly in Wyoming right now, Wyoming. And we also, by Friday, the focus will turn to the central plains and Midwest, where several thunderstorms, heavy rainfall, and flooding are forecast. And we'll get into all that here in a minute, because we got some severe thunderstorms right now moving across Oklahoma into Arkansas with the possibility of maybe an isolated tornado in a few places here. So I'm going to start in Oklahoma and southeastern Kansas, because we've got rain, we've got severe thunderstorm watches and warnings all through the area, through the eastern part of Oklahoma, the northwestern and central part of Arkansas right now. Certainly if you're on I-40, you're going to be in weather. If you're on I-44, you're going to be in weather up towards Joplin, Missouri. So be advised of that. And if you get involved in a big old thunder boomer, be advised that there may be some tornadic activity tonight in some of those storms, so please be careful. Now, we also have rain tonight in northern Colorado, where Colorado goes up into Nebraska. That would be I-76, east off I-25. And we've got some rain tonight in the northeastern corner of Illinois to include Chicago, the northwestern corner of Indiana to include Gary, up along the west side of Michigan right now, scattered showers, up along Lake Erie, the lee shore of Lake Erie in New York State, to Buffalo, and then Lake Ontario across and up to Watertown, some scattered showers there along the edge of the lake. There are some very cool temperatures tonight in the northern part of Michigan, up in the Upper Peninsula. And then we have some freeze warnings and heavy frost warnings across most of Montana tonight, the northern part of Montana in particular, where they have hard freeze warnings. So winter is with us up in that part of the country. Unsettled weather conditions across much of Washington tonight because of a system that's coming in off the Pacific coast. The same for the northern half of Oregon, so be advised of that weather situation there. And on I-95 on the state line between South Carolina, let's see here, South Carolina, well, actually it's I-20 at I-95, we have an area of what looks like some fog right now in that area, and possibly along the eastern part of North Carolina along the shoreline up there along the Cape. Looks like we might have a little bit of fog in that area there, too. So be advised if you're traveling around tonight in the highways and byways in those areas. That's what you could run into. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. And keep in mind that it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You get all kinds of amenities there now. The pilots have really become something quite nice. Now, I've been asked to tell you about a couple things here when it comes to the tropics. Right now, we're looking pretty good because we have a couple of systems out in the Atlantic. Now, one of them is Tropical Storm Karen, which is kind of meandering aimlessly right now. It's already left Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, and it's just like up there dangling itself, if you will, about halfway. It's not halfway. It's straight north of Puerto Rico right now. But it's a lot of its pizzazz has been taken away. The maximum sustained winds right now are 40 miles an hour. It looks like it's going to become pretty much a rainmaker, but it is forecast under the current track to make a crazy loop and then go back west, coming towards Bermuda and Florida. Now, what it's going to do there, we don't know, but the bets are on the fact that it would still be a tropical storm, and it would be primarily a rainmaker. Now, we do have a hurricane out in the Atlantic right now, and it is a 100-mile-an-hour storm, Hurricane Lorenzo. Today, that's a Cat 2. Today, it is expected to become a Category 3 major hurricane. But under the present track that we're looking at here right now, it looks like as if it's going to come a little bit further west from where it is and then go north up through the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, which is a good thing because then nobody will see it, and it'll probably die a slow death as it gets up north into the colder waters. And Jerry, remember Tropical Storm Jerry? It's gone. Totally dissipated down to where it's nothing more than just a little bit of rain out there in the ocean right now. And that's where we're at with our tropical weather. So bear that in mind. Now, a couple of program notes today. Denise Simon is in Washington, D.C., but she's going to be calling in from Washington, D.C., so we'll be hearing from her and what she's been up to. And Ms. Rosemary's coming up right here in about 7 minutes, right after the top of the hour news. And, of course, Thursday is the day that Ron Edwards comes in, hour number 4. And then this week it's Brooke Emery's turn, our conservative columnist, who is going to be talking again about this problem that we've got with the Democrats not seem to be able to keep their story straight because whatever they had before didn't work, and now they changed it to something different. And we'll just have to see where all of this goes. But it's going to be a very interesting show. And, of course, your telephone calls are always welcome, too. So getting ready to take the top of the hour break. Remember that if you're having problems right now with pain of any type, I want you to check out Relief Factor because, again, the owner of the company, the father, Pete Talbot, told me that many of you have been writing in and talking about how good the product has been for you, and we appreciate that. So I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the